act of devotion. His eternal engagement in Bhakti Rasa can be understood by a serious student upon studying the nectar of devotion. Adoption of Bhakti Rasa or Krishna consciousness will immediately bring one to an auspicious life, free from anxiety, and will bless one with transcendental existence, thus minimizing the value of liberation. Bhakti Rasa itself is sufficient to produce a feeling of liberation because it attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Generally, neophyte devotees are anxious to see Krishna or God, but God cannot be seen or known by our present materially blunt senses. The process of devotional service, as it is recommended in the Nectar of Devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of lust to the spiritual status wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designation.
Yes. The process of seeing God Sivanukhi hi jivadav swami was puratam atas Sri Krishna namadi navabhir grayam indriyam. Just like a person suffering from some disease, his eyesight is blocked. He has got the eyesight to see, but on account of some cataract disease, he cannot see. Similarly, God is there, and I can see Him also. But the cataract of illusion is powering via media between God and me. Therefore, the Brahma Samhita, he says, Premanjana Surita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Ritayesu Vilochanena Yam Shama Sundaram Achinta Guna Sarupam Govinda Vadi Puritam Tavaham Bhaja. That treatment is to invoke your dormant love for God. That is the truth. We have got love for God. We want to love somebody. Either man or woman, even animals, will find between the two ducks there is love. They are jumping over one another, playing very nicely. Sometimes the mother dog is pretending to bite the calf, but it actually is not biting. So this loving propensity is there, living entity, every living entity. It doesn't matter whether it is man or animal. The love is there. But at the present moment, it is being pervertedly reflected. It's like love between Krishna and Mother Yashoda. That love is reflected here also between the mother and the child. The same love. Because unless there is love in the absolute, there cannot be any exhibition of love in the deity world. The Vedanta Sutra says, Janmardasya Jataha, everything is emanating from the absolute. So there is love. Just like Radha Krishna, love. Kishore Kishori, young Krishna, young Radharam. This love is pervertedly reflected in this material world, which is in the name of love, but it is lust. Therefore it is called perverted reflection. It lusts because a young boy, a young girl, mixed together, they love together, But a slight disagreement disappeared. Why? Because that is not love. That is lust. The lust is going on in the name of love. But the reflection is from there. Therefore it is called Maya. The same love between father and mother, father and son, Vatsalya Ras, Madhurya Ras, Sakha Ras, friendship. Here we have got friends, but a slight disagreement we separate. Master and servant, Dasya Ras. A servant is very faithful so long he pays. As soon as stop paying, no more, sorry, finish. Therefore, it is to be understood that the love with Krishna in the platform of Madhurya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, Sakha Ras, Dasya Ras, Shanta Ras, that is the real platform. In the spiritual God. And because the love affairs are there in the absolute, that is reflected in this relative world. And here is also the same love is there, but it is not very palatable. It is not without any fault. There are so many faults. Because real love can be reciprocated with Krishna. In the material world, there cannot be any real love. Therefore, the real love cannot be appreciated with our this material senses. Whatever we appreciate or experience by the material senses, that is not love, that is lust. Motive, there is some motive. One is friend of another person, very intimate friends, that both of them have got some motive. As soon as the motive is frustrated, they separate. These things we find, even husband and wife, as soon as the sense gratification is disturbed, immediately there is divorce between husband and wife. Why is this? We have to inform our love for Krishna, then our loving propensity will be actually sacrificed. Otherwise, it will be frustrated. That is when we may admit or not admit that this frustration of love affair is going. That same thing, we repose in Krishna. If I want to love my son, if I accept Krishna as my son, just like Yasoda Mani accepted, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but by devotional service, he agrees to become a son. Just like Yasoda Mani and Nanda Maharaj, in their previous life, they underwent severe austerities, and their aim was that we shall have a son like God, like Krishna. So, after their performance of austerities for many thousands of years, when Krishna appeared before them, what benediction he wants, so they propose that we want a son like you. Then we enter into family life, otherwise not. So Krishna says, well, shall I get a son like me? I shall become your son. This is it. Fact. Therefore, although Krishna took his birth as a son and son of Devaki and Vasudeva, immediately ordered Vasudeva to transfer him to Vrindavan, to Yashoda. So, the pleasure of having son was enjoyed by Yashoda and Nanda, not Devaki and Vasudeva, although they really gave birth to. And when Krishna was grown up, then went to his real father, Vasudeva and Devaki. So actually, Krishna's crawling, Krishna's disturbing the mother, Krishna's stealing the butter, so many things as child, thus reciprocates with the father and mother, parents. This leela was demonstrated in Vrindavan. Although Mother Yashoda and Vasudeva, Nanda Maharaj, they were foster father and mother. So everyone can have Krishna as his son. Everyone can have Krishna as his friend. Everyone can have Krishna as his master. Even everyone can have Krishna as their Parama. These things are very difficult to understand, but these rasas, they are called rasas, parokya rasa. The parokya rasa means just like a man or woman has got his husband or wife, but he has got love with others. That is called parokya rasa. That is most abominable in this material world, but that is most first-class thing in the spiritual world. Parokya rasa, yaha brajate prachar. So these things are very high principles of spiritual life, but we can understand that whatever we are experiencing in this material world, that thing in its pure form is existing in the Supreme Absolute. That is the fact. Otherwise, they cannot be manifested in this material. Just like on the bank of a tank pond, there is a tree, and you find the tree just upharted. The upper portion of the tree has gone down. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita, point out in the 15th chapter. Urdhamulam adho shakha asattam prahu abhayam. Find out this verse. This material world is the reflection. Urdhamulam. Generally, the tree has got its root down. But the material world, it is described as a big banyan tree, but the root is upwards. Read it.
Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Pramudam Adapshakam Ashvattam Bhagavadavyayam Chandam Siyasya Parnami Yattam Vedasade Dajit.
Yattam Vedasade Dajit. What is translation?
The Blessed Lord said, there is a banyan tree which has its roots upward and its branches down, and whose leaves are the Vedic hymns. One who knows this tree is the knower of the Vedas.
Yes. One who knows this tree, he knows the Vedas. That means, the Vedas say, Janma Adrasya Jataha. That is Vedanta Sutra. Where from this material world is coming? That is absolute. The atheist class men, they cannot thing that there is a cause. In the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Jagadahu Anishara, Jagadahu Anishara, what is that? Find out. 16th chapter. They say that this material cosmic manifestation, this world, is no, that is the last word. You find out 16th chapter. No, in the beginning. Beginning of the 16th chapter.
Avayam Satvasam Shuddhir, Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti, Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha Svadhyaya Tapa Arjavam, Ahimsa Satyam Akrodha Tyaga Shanti Rapaishunam, Daya Bhute Pololuktvam, Madhavam Virajapalam, Tejas Shamar Jatik Shocham, Adroho Natimanita, Bhavan Kitam Padam,
Dvaivim, these are Dvaivim Sampad, spiritual qualification. And what is the material qualification? Next.
Dambho Dambhobhimanascha Krodhapayushyamevacha Pajyanam Chadi Chadijatasya Pasatam Padamasurim.
Asurim, these are the Asurim qualities. Read the translation.
Arrogance, pride, anger, conceit, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature.
Yes. The first one, the most important thing is ignorance. They do not know actually things as they are, but still they become a leader. Andhagatam, Hirupuniyamana. Then what is their other qualities? Go on.
Dvaivi sampadya mokshaya nivanda daya surimata marsichak sampadam dvaivim abhijato tipandava.
Dvaivi sampadya, if you acquire dvaivi sampadya, then you become liberated from this material bondage. But if you acquire the asuri sampadya, then you become entangled. Go on, let's.
Dvau bhuta sarvo lokesmin daiva asura eva cha daivo vistarasha prokta asuram padamesha.
Now Krishna says that there are two kinds of men, two classes of men. One class, daiva, who are demigods, and the other class, kushiva. So I have spoken many things about the daiva. Now I shall speak about the symptoms of the Asuras. What is the Asura?
Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha janala vidurasuka na chocham na pichacharo na satyam keshu vidyate.
Now describe it.
Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done.
That is the first qualification of the demons. They do not know what is right doing and what is wrong doing. Suppose we, just like we get sick, anyone who comes to our camp to become our student, we restrict that you should not do this, or you should do this. Anywhere, if you go to a physician, he will say also that you shall do this, some do's and some do nots. So, the Asuras, they do not know, because they have no direction. They do not know what are the do's and what are the do-nots. This is the first qualification of the Asuras. They do not know, because they do not like to take lessons from superior. They manufacture their own lessons. Then?
Na shocham, na pichacharo, na satyam keshu vidyate.
Now, then? This is the asatyam. This is the first term. Asatyam.
Apatishante.
Jagadahu Ramishta. This is the first proposition. There is zero asatyam. Asattam apratishthan. They do not find out that there is a cause of this material manifestation. Without any cause. The materialistic scientists say there was a chunk. And what is the chunk theory? No. All of a sudden, the chunk becomes disturbed, and there was split, and the creation came into existence. Jagadavu anishvaram. There is no God. There is no existence of God. Every religion says, the Christian religion also says, the Mohammedan religion says, the Hindu religion says, that God created these cosmic manifestation of this material world. But the Asura religion say there is no God, there is no creator. Jagadahu anishyam. Then?
Aparat parasam bhutam kimanyatta mahoitukam.
Aparat parasam bhutam kimanyatta mahoitukam. Just like a man, an old man accidentally unites and there is a child. Similarly, there is no purpose. Somehow or other, the material energy came into existence and therefore there is creation. This is their argument. This is Asuric argument or the demonic argument. But the Deva says no. Deva says that janmādrśya-gataḥ, there is an absolute truth, or God is He, from everything emanates, janmādrśya-gataḥ. And that God must be sentient. He is not zero. Not zero. The sunnavāl. He has got brain. He has got his person. That is explained. The Vedanta Sutra says, Dharmadvasya-gataḥ. Now, that absolute truth from where everything is emanating is discussed in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Bhagavatam is accepted as the real commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Real comment. Bhāsyam brahma sutrāna vīrātha paribhīṁhitam. These are the statements and is accepted by the āśārya. And the Gaudiya Sampradaya, therefore, the Gosvāmī, they did not write any comment on the Vedānta Sutra. Although other āśāryas like Rāmānācārya, Madhvācārya, they wrote commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta Sutra. But our Goswamis, they did not write purposefully. Because they accept that there is already a natural, a perfect commentary written by the same author. That's this. This Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhāsyam Brahma Sutrāna. The Vedanta Sutra says, answer, the first aphorism is Athāta Brahma Jignāsa. Brahma, the Absolute. That is the main business of the human life, to inquire about the Absolute Truth. Here everything is related to. I am the son of my father. My father is the son of his father. His father is the son of his father. Go on. Everything is related. But who is the absolute? Who is the Absolute? That inquiry is called Brahma Jignasa. Where from the, who is the original Father? That if you go on searching like that, within this universe, you'll find Lord Brahma is the origin. He is called therefore Pitamaha, Lord Brahma. But if you still inquire further, who is the father of Brahma? Then you come to Bhagavata Sai Vishnu. From the Bhagavata Sai Vishnu, from his abdomen, there sprouted a lotus flower, and the lotus flower, Brahma was born. Therefore, Brahma's another name is Swayambhu. He did not come out through the womb of his mother. Although the mother was present, Bhagavata Sai Vishnu, you have seen the picture. Lakshmiji is massaging the lotus feet of Vishnu, and Brahma is sprouted from the abdomen. So, this is called omnipotence. Generally, we have got idea that a child is born from the yoni. But here, Krishna gives birth to a child without the help of his wife and from his abdomen. This is called omnipotence. We say God is omnipotent, but how God is omnipotent, we do not know practically. Here is omnipotence. That is explained in the Brahma Sangita. Angari jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashyanti paanti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadu jala vigrahasya govindamadi pulisantamam. Krishna, he can act anything with any limb part of his body. Krishna can eat with his eyes, and Krishna can hear with his eyes. Krishna can cut by touching. These are there in the Shastra. Just as Krishna entered Mathura, he asked the washerman of Kamsa to deliver some cloth, but he refused. So Krishna immediately cut off his hair with his hand, without any obstacle. So, that is omnipotence. Annani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashyanti paanti kalayanti. It's like we offer prasadam. We offer foodstuff to Krishna. If his class will say that we have offered Krishna this foodstuff, but he has not eaten. It is there, still lying. No, he does not see. He does not know that Krishna can eat simply by his glance, by seeing. He is, because he says in the Bhagavad Gita that patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnani. Is he speaking life? No, he is. But we do not know his eating process. We compare Krishna as ourselves. If one plate is given to me, I immediately devour the whole thing. But Krishna, he is complete. He can eat the complete, he still remains complete. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. So in this way, we have to understand Krishna. From the Shastra, from the Vedas, then we shall understand Krishna. And once we understand Krishna, our life is better. Janma karma me dibbam yo janati tasam. Anyone who understands Krishna in truth, his life is perfect. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. The perfection of life is that after giving up this body, we shall not accept any more material body. That is perfection. The people do not know that. They think, the kormis, they think that if he gets a nice body in the heavenly planet, and that is perfection. Sarvaloka. And the Jnanis, they think that I am not this body, I am still soul. But somehow or other, if we finish my body and merge into the Brahma effulgence, that is perfection. The yogis, they think that we may keep this body, but with this body, if we can play some jugglery, magic, that is perfect. Sometimes we see somebody play some jugglery, magic, little magic, not very nice magic. One cannot show greater magic than Krishna. Because Krishna, when he was 7 years old, he lifted the Govardhan hill with his little finger. So who can show this magic? There are so many imitation gods, but if I ask him that you just lift this 100 kilo burden with your finger, it is very difficult for you. You see? So this kind of magic or this kind of perfection, the devotees do not want. The devotees, they say, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us. Nadhanangana janangana sundari kavitang bhajagadhi satamai mamo janamani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahai tuki tai. This is devotee. Therefore, devotee is called akama. They have no demand. They are satisfied in any condition of life. But they only pray to Krishna that his devotion to Krishna may not be disturbed. May not be disturbed. He doesn't want anything in exchange of his devotional service. That is pure devotion. Annavilasita sunnam jnana karma anavritam. When we engage ourselves in this pure, unadulterated devotional service, then we qualify ourselves to see God. So long we are not pure devotees. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyamam abhijana javana jasyami tattva. And when that stage of bhakti comes in, brahma bhuta prasanna atma na suchati na kankhati samasarvesu bhutesu man bhakti labhati para. When one has self-realized brahman, brahman, so long we are identifying with this body, identifying with this material existence, bodily existence, that is animal life. That is not human life. A human being, if he exists in his bodily concept of life, he remains animal. But when he is advanced in knowledge, he understands that he is not this body, he is different from this body. That we are discussing in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Idam sariram kshetram iti avidhiyate. Idam sariram, this body, is field of activities. One should not identify with this body. So, when one actually understands his spiritual position, that he is not this body, he is spirit soul, he is Brahma Vastu. It is not we become man Brahma by meditation or by something. We are Brahma. But we have not forgotten Jiva Bhuta. At the present moment, because I am identifying with this body, I am thinking I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Vaishnava, I am this and that. No. When we are actually Brahma Bhuta, as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. mamai vamsa jivabhut. That is self-realized. When we understand perfectly, well, that I am eternal servant of God. Servant. I am not God. I am servant of God. But one cannot be servant of God without becoming God. That they do not know, the Maya Vadita. Servant, just like if one becomes secretary or servant of a very big man, he is in the same position. He is sitting on the same place, he is eating the same way, he is in the same atmosphere. So everything is same. Simply the relationship is different. That's all. So when one goes to the spiritual world, just like the cowherd boy, the gopis, they are on the same platform of Krishna. They do not think that we are lesser than Krishna. So the cowherd boy, they sometimes chastise Krishna. Krishna is obliged to take them on his shoulder sometimes. They do not know that Krishna is God or Krishna is greater than me. That is the position. Equality. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, ittham brahma sukhanubhutya dasangatanam paradaivatena maya sitanam nardarapena sadhana bijaruhu kritapunna punya. This cowherd boy who are playing with Krishna, they are not ordinary human beings. They are very, very advanced in spiritual aspects. Kṛta punya punya. When that's just like you accumulate money when you have got too much accumulation, 10 crores or rupees, like that. When one's past activities becomes accumulated in voluminous attitude, at that time one is. That means when one is completely free from the material contamination, brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma, nasuchati, nakankati, samas-sarvesu-bhutesu. When one is actually learned, pandita-samadarshan, the devotee has no distinction between this living entity or that living entity. Vidya-vinaya-sampanne, brahmani, gavi, hastini, sunitita, sapatita, pandita samadarshana. This samadarshana, equality, cannot be possible in material vision. That is not possible. One must elevate himself to the spiritual platform, then pandita samadarshana. That is after brahma bhuta stage. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma nasurjati natan. Samasarveshu. When one has attained this stage, then he can enter Madhavakti Lavati Para. That is really bhakti's platform. That bhakti platform means elimination of all material content. So one who becomes engaged immediately in pure devotional service, he immediately becomes liberated. Immediately. Without any distant time, immediately. Tathana, saddha bhavati, saddha samanaya kalpate, jiva goswami. That one, or even if one is born in the lowest degree, sapacha, saddha samanaya kalpate, he becomes immediately eligible for performing sacrifices. There are Shastra evidences. Sukadeva Goswami says, Kirata Hunanda Tulinda Pukkasa Agira Sumba Javana Khatadaya Janne Cha Papa Jadupa Sraya Sraya Suddhanti Prabhu Vishnavi Nama. Even born in Kirata family, the aborigines, these names are of the Chandalas. They are not aliens, non-aliens. So Kirata, in Bhagavad Gita, also Krishna says, Vani Pātha Vipāsritya Jīgīshu Pāpajūna. Pāpajūna. Immediately. So, the devotion service is so nice, practical, that simply, if you take to this devotional service, immediately you become Sagunan Samatitta Itan Brahma Bhuyagal. We are describing how to become Brahma Bhuta. So, Brahma Bhuta means Mansa Abhyavicharini Bhakti Yogina Jasevate. Sagunan Samatitta Itan Brahma Bhuyagal. Immediately, he is raised to the Brahma Bhuta platform. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that we are trying to engage everyone in pure devotional service. Anna vilasita sunna. Pure devotional service means to serve Krishna without any motive. That is pure. Without any motive. Anna vilasita sunna. Jnana karma ranabhritam. Not by rendering service to Krishna, if one aspires to become liberated. That is the Jnani's aspiration. They want to merge into the existence of Brahma. Therefore, pure devotional service should be uncontaminated with that Jnana ideals. Jnana karma anadmitam. The kurmis, they want to be promoted to the third planetary system, heavenly planet. The jnanis, they want to become liberated. The yogis, they want some mystic power. But a devotee should be free from all these things. No mystic power, no elevation to the heavenly planet, no merging into the heavenly. Never mind. Whatever Krishna desires, that's all. He does not dictate anything, or he deserves anything. That is pure devotional service. So, there are many sastic injunctions. Evam prasannamasa. So long you have got demand, you cannot be happy. That is one thing. Either you demand to be elevated to the heavenly planet, or you demand to be one with the Brahma. These are demands. Or if you want some mystic power, these are all demands. So long you have demand, you'll never be happy. You'll never be happy. Tam Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Krishna Swabhidas Goswami says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Asanta. Asanta. Bhukti means the kurmis, those who are demanding to be elevated in the heavenly planet or half planetary system for more elevated material happiness. They are called bhukti. Bhukti kan bhog. Enjoyment of the body concept of life. They are called bhukti kan. Bhukti and mukti. Mukti means the jnani, they want to be liberated from material bondage and merge into the existence of Brahma. Absolute. There is mukti. Bhukti, mukti and siddhi. And the yogi, they want siddhi, asa siddhi. Anima, lagima, they can become more smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest, prapti, sita, pushita, pratam. There are eight kinds of siddhis. The yogi is connected. But a devotee does not want all this. He has no demand. These are the three demands. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi. But devotee has no demand. That is the special qualification. Devotee never demands anything. Just like Dhumumar, as soon as appears Krishna, he says, Sanim kitathosmi, varam najas. I don't say. So this is pure siddhi. And as soon as you become pure devotee, then your love for Krishna becomes actual fact in the spiritual world, and you can associate with Krishna in conjugal love or as parent or as friend, or as servant, in whatever, or as seed, or flower, as a water, as is Jesus. That is perfection. This is the perfection of bhakti. Thank you very much.